the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our Lady, Queen of all Saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So here, with that last line one more time. A good, as great as it may be, if it is not known, does not produce life. It does not multiply, and it does not love nor imitate it. So, as Catholics, we see the multiplication, you know, the Holy Eucharist. We understand...
Como católicos vemos la multiplicación de la Eucaristía y entendemos
that we are to know, love, and serve God.
Que nosotros debemos saber, conocer y amar a Dios.
That's what we've been taught.
Eso es lo que nos han enseñado.
What Jesus is now saying,
y lo que ahora está diciendo Jesús,
is to know, love, and possess God.
Es conocer, amar y poseer a Dios.
So this is why he says this has to be known.
Y por eso él dice esto tiene que ser sabido.
God is bringing it's a mutual possession.
Es una posesión mutua
to mankind.
A la humanidad.
So he says it's got to be multiplied, it's got to be loved, and it has to be imitated. Okay, volume 17, 12:8-24. I was thinking about reflecting on the Immaculate Conception of my Sovereign Queen Mama. See, here's Luisa again. Luisa's always thinking of Jesus.
Aquí
always
está Luisa, thinking of siempre, siempre, siempre está pensando en Jesús y en María. Siempre.
See, her memory was of Jesus and Mary.
Su memoria era de Jesús y María.
Our memory is what people have said about us, what people thought about our families.
Qué han dicho de nosotros, qué han pensado la familia
de
nosotros.
It's a waste of time.
Esa es una pérdida de tiempo.
We have to have the memory of Jesus and Mary.
Tenemos que tener la memoria de Jesús y de María.
Now, for us to have this memory of Jesus and Mary,
para que nosotros podamos tener esta memoria de Jesús y María,
read the volumes of Luisa.
Lean los volúmenes de Luisa.
She's always thinking of Jesus.
Siempre, ella siempre está pensando en
She's
Jesús.
Always thinking of Mary.
Ella siempre está pensando en María.
And that helps us.
Y eso nos ayuda a nosotros.
Because the world today is focused on many things.
Porque ahora el mundo hoy en día está enfocado en muchas cosas.
As Catholics, we're to keep holy the Sabbath.
Como católicos debemos de guardar el domingo como el día del Señor.
Right after Luisa was born,
despuésito que nació Luisa,
every baseball, soccer, hockey, golf, tennis,
todos los deportes que
all
se pueden
the,
imaginar,
all
todos,
sports
todos,
came into being.
Empezaron.
And you know why?
¿Y saben por qué?
The devil wanted to other gods to for us to worship.
Porque el diablo quería que nosotros adoráramos a otros dioses.
So where are the children?
Nosotros somos los hijos.
They're at golf, hockey, soccer, tennis, on Sunday.
¿Y por qué son en domingo todos estos deportes?
People spend hundreds of dollars for sports on Sunday.
La gente gasta cientos de dólares para los deportes en los domingos.
We have no time to read.
Y no tenemos tiempo para leer.
Our time should be focused on the gift of gifts.
Nuestro tiempo debe ser enfocado en el regalo de regalos.
The prodigy of prodigies,
el prodigio de prodigios, Luisa Picarreta.
And the divine will.
Y la divina voluntad.
There's no time. Children are playing those games.
No hay tiempo. Los niños están jugando los juegos.
And 3 years ago they said.
Y hace 3 años dijeron.
They estimated.
Estimaban.
6 million hours.
6 millones de horas.
The children were playing games.
Que los niños estaban jugando los juegos.
6 million hours.
6 millones de horas.
Of no prayer.
Sin oración.
Wasted time.
Tiempo perdido.
Time completely lost.
Tiempo completamente perdido.
Our job is to focus on Jesus and Mary.
Y nuestro trabajo es enfocarnos nosotros en Jesús y María.
Even if your family doesn't want to.
Aunque tu familia no lo quiera.
Even if your neighbors don't want to.
Aunque tus vecinos no lo quieran.
Even if your coworkers don't want to.
Aunque tus co-trabajadores no lo quieran.
Even if your parish doesn't want to.
Aunque tu parroquia no la quiera.
Our job is to focus on the new Adam.
Nuestro trabajo es enfocarnos en el nuevo Adán.
Jesus.
Jesús.
And the new Eve.
Y la
Mary.
Nueva Eva María.
And God's going to bless us.
Y Dios nos va a bendecir.
Say, for example, you get to heaven.
Vamos a decir, por ejemplo, que llegues al cielo.
And you're the greatest trumpet player in the world.
Y eres el mejor trompetista del mundo.
how can you live in heaven if you don't know Jesus?
¿Y cómo puedes vivir en el cielo si no conoces a Jesús?
The time of practice was wasted.
Todo ese tiempo practicando fue gastado.
You may have become a good trumpet player, but it's not, you can't get to heaven.
Tal vez fuiste el mejor trompetista, pero pues no puedes llegar al cielo.
You can't get to heaven by being good.
No puedes llegar al cielo siendo bueno.
You have to get to heaven through Jesus and Mary.
Tienes que llegar al cielo a través de Jesús y María.
So here she was thinking about Our Lady. The qualities, the beauties, the prodigies of her Immaculate Conception were pouring into my mind. A prodigy that surpasses all other prodigies, made by God in all of creation. Now, while I was thinking of this, I said to myself, great is the prodigy of the Immaculate Conception. But my celestial mama had no trial in her conception. Everything was favorable for her, both on the part of God and on the part of nature. Created by God, so happy, so holy, so privileged, so what was her heroism and her trial? If the angel was not exempted from a test, nor was Adam in Eden, was the queen of all alone to be exempted and not to deserve the most beautiful halo that a trial would place on her august head as a queen and mother of the Son of God? So again, this question is our question.
Y ahora nuevamente esta pregunta es nuestra pregunta.
Given to Luisa.
Dado a Luisa.
So Luisa would ask Jesus.
Para que Luisa le preguntara a Jesús.
And Jesus would answer us.
Y Jesús nos contestara a nosotros.
What kind of a trial did the Blessed Mother have?
¿Qué tipo de tribulación tuvo nuestra madre?
And while I was thinking about this, my adorable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, one, no one can be acceptable to me without the test. Okay, so this is the reason why.
Esta es la razón por qué.
Each and every one of us.
Cada uno de nosotros.
Has been tested.
Hemos sido probados.
Has been tempted.
Hemos sido tentados.
Because without a temptation.
Porque sin la tentación.
You cannot say no to it.
No le puedes decir que no a eso.
Which raises your place in heaven.
Que sube tu lugar en el cielo.
And your time in purgatory shorter.
Y tu tiempo en el purgatorio menos.
So a trial and a temptation.
Entonces un una prueba y una tribulación.
Is important for us.
Es importante para nosotros.
Jesus wants to see.
Jesús quiere ver.
What, how we're going to respond.
¿Cómo vamos a responder?
This one priest gave a talk once.
Un sacerdote una vez dio una plática.
And he was asked,
y fue preguntado,
when is temptation going to stop?
¿Cuándo va a acabar la tentación?
And he said,
y él dijo,
6 hours after they close your coffin.
6 horas después de que cierren tu cofre.
So if trials and temptation are important.
Entonces, las tribulaciones y las tentaciones son importantes.
When we say no,
cuando decimos que no
to temptations,
a las tentaciones,
and when we say yes to trials,
y cuando decimos sí a las tribulaciones,
great blessings given,
grandes bendiciones se nos dan a nosotros.
Okay, so while I was thinking about this, my adorable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, no one can be acceptable to me without a test. Had there been no test, I would have had a mother, a slave, but not free. And slavery does not enter our relations or our works, nor can it share our free love. My mama had her first trial from the very first moment of her conception. As soon as the Blessed Mother did her first act of reason, she knew her human will on one side and the divine will on the other. And she was left free to adhere to any of those two wills. And without losing one instant, knowing all the intensity of the sacrifice she was making, Our Lady gave us God, her human will, without wanting to know it ever again. And we, Triune God, gave her as our gift, gave her ours as gift. And in this exchange of donation of wills on both sides, poured all the divine qualities, all the divine beauties, all the divine prodigies, and the immense seas of grace in, of the Immaculate Conception of this most privileged of all creatures. So here, as soon as she was new reason.
En el momento que ella fue concebida.
As soon as she had reason.
En el momento que tuvo
said,
razón.
No.
Ella dijo que no.
Excuse me.
En el momento que ella tuvo razón.
She said no to her human will.
Ella dijo
and
no
said
a su
yes
voluntad
to
humana.
God's divine will.
Y dijo sí a la divina voluntad.
Again, Our Lady had the greatest of sacrifices.
Nuestra madre tuvo el más grande de los sacrificios.
Jesus says it was the martyrdom of martyrdoms.
Jesús dijo fue el mártir de mártires.
Never giving life to her human will.
Nunca dándole vida a su vida a su voluntad
humana.
And
when we do our human will,
y cuando nosotros hacemos nuestra voluntad humana,
and then not do our human will,
y no haciendo nuestra voluntad humana,
it is off and on.
Es se prende y se apaga.
But with her, it was constantly no to her human will.
Y con ella siempre fue constante el no a su voluntad
and
humana.
And yes to the divine will.
Y sí, y el sí a la voluntad humana.
How great the Blessed Mother is.
Qué grande es nuestra Madre Santísima.
No human has ever done this.
Ningún humano jamás haya hecho
esto. No human has ever done this.
Jamás.
It is always the human will that I am, that God uses this name there, used to test me. All sacrifices, even death, which were not directed to me from the human will, would nauseate me and would attract not even a glance of mine. But do you want to know what was the greatest prodigy worked by us in Mary, this creature so holy, the greatest heroism of this creature so beautiful, that no one will ever be able to equal? Our Lady began her life with our divine will, and with our holy divine will, she continued it and fulfilled it. So that one can say that Our Lady fulfilled it from the moment she started it, and that she started it there where she fulfilled it. And our greatest prodigy was that in each one of her thoughts, each one of her words, each one of her breaths, heartbeats, movements, and steps, our holy divine will poured upon her, and Our Lady offered us the heroism of a divine and eternal thought, word, breath, heartbeat operating in her. This raised Our Lady so high that we, Triune God, were by nature, she was by grace. So everything that God is,
entonces, todo lo que Dios es
and possesses
y posee,
by nature
por naturaleza,
was granted to Our Lady.
Fue dado a nuestra madre.
So when you look at Mary,
cuando uno ve a María,
you see God.
Ves a Dios.
You see the daughter of the Father,
ves a la hija del
the mother
padre,
of the Son,
a la madre del hijo,
the spouse of the temple of the Holy Spirit.
La esposa y el templo del Espíritu Santo.
Mary, no one can compare to Mary.
Nadie se puede comparar a María.
We are all in honor of the Blessed Mother.
Todos estamos en honor de nuestra Madre Santísima.
That's why in our houses, in our homes, we have great devotion to her.
Por eso en nuestras casas tenemos gran devoción a nuestra Madre
Santísima. She is our mother, she is our queen.
Ella es nuestra madre y nuestra reina.
Okay. I gotta figure out where I am. Okay, so... do you remember where I stopped? All of her?
She started it.
She what?
She started it on top. On top. She started it.
This raised her on so high.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All of her qualities?
Yeah, right there.
Okay, got it. Thank you. All of her qualities, or all of her privileges, all of her Immaculate Conception would have been nothing compared to this great prodigy, and even prodigy of living in the divine will. And even more, this is what confirmed the Blessed Mother and made her stable and strong during all of her life. That was my continuous divine will pouring upon the Blessed Mother, making the Blessed Mother share in the divine nature and her continuous receiving it rendered Our Lady strong in love, strong in sorrow, different from everyone. In this human will, in this divine will of ours, operating in the Blessed Mother, Our Lady drew the Word upon earth and the seed of the divine fecundity in order to conceive man and God without human intervention. Okay, so here, what Our Lady has done is really unbelievable.
Lo que nuestra madre ha hecho es realmente increíble.
She brought God to earth.
Ella trajo Dios a la tierra.
Conceived a God
lo concibió
and man.
A Dios y hombre.
There's no other religion that says this.
No hay ninguna otra religión que diga esto.
That their God was conceived
que su
of
Dios
a virgin.
Fue concebido de una virgen.
And this God died for his creatures.
Y que este Dios murió por sus criaturas.
You know, every other God is very, very I would say stern.
Todos los otros dioses.
Let's look at the Muhammad.
Son fuertes.
The Islam with Muhammad.
Vamos
looking
a ver
Islam. At Allah.
Con Muhammad viendo a Allah.
Our religion doesn't say we have to kill somebody.
Nuestra religión no dice que tenemos que matar a alguien para llegar al cielo.
But that's basically where Islam is.
Pero básicamente ahí es donde está Islam.
Our God says love one another.
Nuestro Dios dice ámense uno al otro.
Our God says die for one another.
Y nuestro Dios dice mueran por uno al otro.
See, but it begins with the virgin giving birth to a child.
Y comienza todo con la Virgen dando luz a un hijo.
And the more we know the Blessed Mother,
y entre más conocemos de nuestra Madre Santísima,
the sooner the world will be blessed.
Lo más pronto que el mundo será bendecido.
So he says, our divine will made her worthy to be mother of her own creator. This is why I, Jesus, keep insisting on the topic of my divine will, because my divine will maintains the soul beautiful, just as it came out of our hands, and raised her as the original copy of her creator, as many great works and sacrifices as one may do. If my divine will is not in them, I refuse them. I do not recognize them. See, this is something that's important.
Esto es algo que es importante.
No matter what you do,
no importa lo que hagas,
if the divine will isn't there,
si tu divina voluntad no está en ti,
it's of no value to God.
No tiene valor para Dios.
So it says, as many great works and sacrifices that you may do, if my divine will is not in them, I, God, refuse them. I, God, do not recognize them. It is not food for me. And the most beautiful works, without my divine will, become food for the human will, for self-esteem, and for the greed of creatures. This is why Hollywood,
y por eso esto es que Hollywood
has so many
tiene tantos
award shows.
Premios, shows de premios.
It's without the divine will.
Es sin la divina voluntad.
The divine will, everything's for the glory of God.
En la divina voluntad todo es para la gloria de Dios.
In Hollywood, everything's for self-esteem.
Y en Hollywood todo es para el ego.
How many awards did you get last week?
¿Cuántos premios recibiste tú la semana pasada?
It's a pat on the back.
Es darte una palmada en la espalda.
It's applause from
es aplauso del público.
The people, but Jesus is the one to be adored.
Pero
Jesus
es el que
tenemos que ser adorados. Jesus is the one to be glorified.
Jesús es el que tenemos que glorificar.
And he says, he looks for the divine will. So if we, whatever we do in the divine, while we're eating, I want to eat in the divine will.
Él busca la comida y todo lo que hagamos en la divina voluntad.
Jesus can
él
eat
busca
in my
eso.
Eating.
Y nosotros decimos, ven Jesús, ven
it's
a comer en mi
comida.
Es gloria a Dios.
Whether you're dancing, you dance in the divine.
Si estás bailando, bailas en la divina voluntad.
And it's glory to God.
Y es gloria para Dios.
See, our job is to begin to let God be adored and loved and praised as He ought.
Nuestro trabajo es de que empecemos a amar, adorar a Dios como debe ser adorado y amado.
Volume 17, 5:125. Jesus says, in addition to me, there is my celestial mama who received the unique mission as mother of a God son and of the office of co-redemptrix of mankind. For Our Lady's mission is a divine maternity. She was enriched with so much grace that all the other creatures combined, both celestial and terrestrial, would never be able to equal the Blessed Mother. So now angels, and Jesus says,
ahora los ángeles,
all the angels together,
todos los ángeles juntos,
all the saints together,
todos los ángeles santos juntos,
cannot compare to Our Lady.
No pueden compararse a nuestra madre.
Now, to think of an angel,
piensen en un ángel,
to understand an angel,
para entender a un ángel,
an angel is seven times greater,
un ángel es siete veces más grande,
than a human,
que un humano.
An archangel,
un arcángel,
is seven times greater than an angel.
Es siete veces más grande que un ángel.
A virtue,
una virtud,
which is an angel,
que es
is
un ángel,
seven times greater than an archangel.
Que es siete veces más grande que un arcángel.
A dominion,
un dominio,
which is greater than a virtue,
que es más grande que el,
is seven times greater than that.
Siete va a ser más grande que el, que es.
A power, angelic powers,
uno de poder,
is seven times greater than a dominion.
Es siete veces más grande que el dominio.
A principality,
un principal,
which is greater than a power,
es más grande
is
que el
seven
poder.
Times greater than a power.
Es siete veces, entonces ya vamos viendo.
A throne,
el trono,
is seven times greater than a principality.
Es más siete veces que el
principado. A cherub,
el cherub,
is greater, seven times greater than a
siete veces más grande
throne.
Que el trono.
A seraphim,
el serafín,
is seven times greater than a cherub. Add them together. What do you got?
Suma todos esos juntos que tienen.
A million times greater than a human.
Un millón veces más grande que un humano.
I think it's more than a million. Okay.
Es más que un humano.
Now you all the angels.
Todo es que estamos hablando de todos los ángeles.
And then all the humans.
Y todos los humanos.
All the saints.
Y todos los santos.
Cannot compare to the Blessed Mother.
Todo eso junto no puede comparar a nuestra Madre Santa.
That's how great Our Lady is.
Así de grande es nuestra Madre Santa. Por eso tenemos a nuestra Madre presente.
We have Jesus present.
Tenemos a Jesús presente.
He's our Lord, our Master, our King, our
Señor,
Savior,
nuestro
our
Rey,
God,
nuestro Salvador, nuestro
all.
Dios, nuestro todo.
She is our Mother and Queen.
No.
Now they
es la
have.
Hija. Es la hija. No, pero es la hija.
Now we have a newborn.
Ahora tenemos el recién nacido Luisa Picarreta.
So you can see the greatness of Our Lady, the greatness of Our Lord and Master, King,
puedes ver
Savior.
La grandeza de María, la grandeza de nuestro Señor.
And now a newborn.
Y ahora un recién nacido de ellos.
Not a saint.
No un santo.
One who possesses the divine will.
Uno que posee la divina voluntad.
Now God wants us.
Dios quiere que nosotros.
To link ourselves to the newborn.
Que nos digamos a esta recién nacida.
To receive everything of Jesus.
Para recibir todo lo de María y Jesús.
You cannot believe what God has planned for us.
No tienen ni idea de lo que Dios tiene planeado para nosotros.
It goes beyond what you could ever imagine.
Supera todo lo que se puede imaginar.
If you've always wanted to be a saint.
Si todo el tiempo han querido ser un santo.
This is really nothing compared to what God's calling you to.
Eso no es nada a lo que les está llamando Dios.
It's glorious what's coming.
Es glorioso lo que viene.
You know, I love Saint.
Yo amo a San Padre Pío.
Padre Pío. Thank you. But he did not live in the divine
pero
will.
No vivió en la divina voluntad.
He did not live in the divine
él
will.
No vivió en la divina voluntad.
It was Luisa.
Fue
and
Luisa.
He would send people to Luisa.
Y él
go
mandaba
to
gente a Luisa. Le decía, vayan a Luisa.
He said that Luisa was a second sun in the sky.
Él decía que Luisa era un segundo sol en el cielo.
That will give life and light to everyone.
Que va a dar vida y luz a todos.
Now think of the sun in the west setting down,
en el sol en el oeste,
and another
que se pone,
sun coming up in the east.
Y el sol que sale en el este.
What he said is there's no more darkness with
lo que
Luisa.
Dijo él es que con Luisa ya no hay más oscuridad.
When the divine will reigns,
cuando reine la divina voluntad,
the devil is gone.
El diablo ya se fue.
This is what's coming.
Eso es lo que viene.
This is a glorious time to be alive.
Es un tiempo glorioso para estar vivo.
And all that God asks,
y todo lo que pide Dios,
is that we understand
que entendamos
the time that we're living in.
El tiempo en el que vivimos.
And the time that we're living in,
y en el tiempo que vivimos,
is heaven's coming to earth.
Es que viene el cielo a la tierra.
Okay. So, Volume 17, 5, 125. In addition to me, there is my celestial mama who received the unique mission as the mother of a God's son, the office of the co-redemptrix of mankind. For Our Lady's mission of divine maternity, she was enriched with so much grace that all the other creatures combined, both celestial and terrestrial, would never be able to equal her. But this was not enough. To draw the word Jesus into her maternal womb, it was necessary that the mother put into action all this abyss of graces and the gifts by embracing all creatures, loving all creatures, repairing and adoring the Supreme Majesty for all creatures in such a way as to accomplish herself all as to accomplish herself all that the human generations owed to God. So our lady said to Luisa,
entonces nuestra madre le dijo a Luisa,
I'm going to teach you a way of prayer.
Yo te voy a enseñar una manera de orar.
That is very powerful.
Que es muy poderosa.
It's the most powerful prayer.
Es la oración más poderosa.
That will basically God will agree to.
Que básicamente Dios va a estar en acuerdo.
So it's no longer praying like this. Please, 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 please.
No es pura petición. Por favor, por favor, por favor, por favor.
See, everybody prays. Oh, my children, my family, I got to pray for my aunt. Oh, I got to pray for this. Oh, I it's not that anymore.
Ya no es eso. Ya no es pedir y pedir y pedir por todas esas cosas.
It's commanding.
Es dar directiva.
Jesus said, you say to that mountain, move, and it must move.
Jesús dijo, le dices a esta montaña, muévete, y se tiene que mover.
You say to that sycamore, be uprooted and cast in the sea, and it must obey.
Le dices a ese árbol, sácate, salte, y métete al océano, y lo tiene que hacer.
Jesus is going to show us how to pray.
Jesús nos va a enseñar cómo orar.
The way he prayed.
De la manera que él oraba.
The way the Blessed Mother prayed.
De la manera que nuestra madre oraba.
Jesus never said.
Jesús nunca dijo.
Never said.
Nunca dijo.
Teresa Flower, show us your power.
Little Flower, show us your power. Pequeña florecita, enséñanos tu poder.
He never prayed St. Ignatius' prayers.
Él nunca oró las oraciones de San Ignacio.
He prayed a divine will prayer.
Él oró una oración de la divina voluntad.
And that's what Jesus is going to show us.
Y eso es lo que nos va a enseñar Jesús.
This is why when you see this, it says very clearly, all the human generation, she prayed the way that all the human generations should have prayed.
Ella oró de la manera que todas las generaciones humanas deberían de haber estado orando.
So we're going to learn that.
Entonces nosotros vamos a aprender eso.
This is what's so astonishing.
Eso es lo que es tan sorprendoso de la divina voluntad.
This is not saintly.
Esto no es santo.
It's not good.
No es bueno.
It's not holy.
No es santo.
It's divine.
Es divino.
That's the thing that's so astonishing.
Eso es lo que es tan sorprendente.
I love the saints.
Yo amo a los santos.
I want to be holy.
Yo quiero ser santo.
I want to be good.
Yo quiero ser
bueno. I want to be saintly.
Yo quiero ser santísimo.
But Jesus wants me to share in divinity.
Pero Jesús quiere que yo comparta en la divinidad.
So this is what the divine will is all about.
Y de eso se trata toda la divina voluntad.
Therefore, in Our Lady's virginal heart, she had the inexhaustible vein for God and for all creatures. When the divinity found in this virgin compensation for the love of everyone, the divinity felt enraptured, and it formed in the Blessed Mother its conception. That is, the incarnation of the Word, Jesus Christ. Our Lady, and as Our Lady conceived Jesus, she took on the office of co-redemptrix and shared and embraced together with Jesus all his pains, all the substitutions, all the reparations, all the maternal love for everyone, past, present, and future. In her heart, Jesus says, the heart of my mother, there was the fiber of a maternal love for every soul, for each creature. This is why, in truth, with divine justice, when I, Jesus, was on the cross, I declared her mother of all. Mary ran together with me in the love, in the sufferings, in everything. Mary never left me alone. See, that's what Luisa does.
Eso es lo que hace Luisa.
This is why she's the newborn.
Por eso es la que es la recién nacida.
She never leaves Jesus
ella
alone.
Ella jamás deja a Jesús solo.
She never leaves Mary alone.
Nunca deja a María sola.
She was always with Jesus and Mary.
Siempre estaba con Jesús y María.
If the Eternal One had not placed so much grace in the Blessed Mother as to be able to receive alone the love of everyone, God would never have moved from heaven to come down upon earth and redeem mankind. Here is the necessity, here is the convenience that Our Lady had to embrace and surpass everything as befitting the mission of the Mother of the Word. So here, again, we see Jesus praising his mother.
Aquí nuevamente vemos a Jesús que está alabando a nuestra madre.
This is not a saint praising the blessed mother.
Este no es un santo que está alabando a nuestra
This
madre.
This is Jesus, the Son of God.
Eso es Jesús, el Hijo de Dios.
The Son of Mary.
El Hijo de María.
Praising his mother.
Alabando a su madre.
What's really amazing about this?
Lo que es sorprendente de esto.
Jesus said to Luisa from the beginning.
Jesús le dijo a Luisa desde el principio.
I, as the Son of God,
yo como el Hijo de Dios,
am going to teach the world.
Te voy a enseñar al mundo.
How beautiful my mother is.
Qué hermosa es mi madre.
And that's what he's doing.
Y eso es lo que está haciendo.
This is astonishing.
Esto no es un santo diciendo esto.
This is Jesus
esto
Christ
es Jesús,
talking
Cristo,
about
Jesús
his mother.
Cristo diciendo, hablando de su madre.
This has never happened before.
Esto nunca ha pasado antes.
This has never happened with anybody before.
Esto no ha pasado con nadie antes.
This is what Jesus has given to Luisa.
Esto es lo que Jesús le ha dado a
Luisa. Now gives to us.
Y ahora nos da a nosotros.
When an office is unique, as a consequence, nothing must escape the one who has its mission. He must have everything under his eyes, so as to be able to offer the good he possesses. He must be like a true son that can give life to all. So were I, and were my celestial mama. Now your mission, Luisa, of making known the eternal will is braided with mine, and that with my dear mother. Okay, now this is important too.
Esta parte es muy importante también.
There, when you braid, there's three braids.
Cuando haces una trenza, son tres partes.
Always with Jesus and Mary and Luisa.
Siempre están juntos con Jesús y María.
When you braid something, it is so much stronger.
Cuando haces una trenza, es mucho más fuerte.
And this is why we are linked with Luisa.
Y por esta razón, nuestra eslabón con Luisa.
Because at that point,
porque en ese punto,
we are braided with Jesus and Mary through Luisa.
Nosotros estamos trenzados.
Here is the power.
Jesús y María a través de Luisa. Este
here is
es el poder.
The life that God wants us to live.
Esta es la vida que Dios quiere que vivamos.
So there's no please.
Entonces ya no hay más. Por favor, por favor,
it's,
por favor.
It's stating and watching God work.
Es diciendo y viendo a Dios actuar.
He wants to answer our prayers.
Él quiere contestar nuestras súplicas.
He answered the prayer of Lucifer.
Él contestó la súplica de Lucifer.
Lucifer said, "I want hell."
Y Lucifer dijo, "Yo quiero el infierno." Y Dios se lo dio.
We say we want heaven.
Nosotros decimos queremos el cielo.
God is going to give that to us.
Y Dios nos va a dar eso.
The surest way.
La manera más segura.
Is to be also braided with Jesus and Mary.
Que nosotros estemos trenzados con Jesús y María a través de Luisa.
And since it has to serve for the good of all, it was necessary to centralize the eternal Son of my divine will into one creature, so that as a unique mission, this Son may let its rays blaze from this creature, that all may take the good of its light. So, again, Jesus is saying, now he's talking about Luisa now here.
Y aquí está hablando Jesús de Luisa y su misión.
Is to be braided with Jesus and Mary through Luisa.
Es que seamos trenzados con Jesús y María a través de Luisa.
Everything was centralized now in Luisa.
Todo fue centralizado ahora en Luisa.
So that these blazing rays of light.
Para que estos rayos de luz
that will come from Luisa,
que van a salir de Luisa
will be given to us.
Van a ser dados a nosotros.
Now, did we start a quarter after?
We started at 4.
At 4?
Yes.
Okay. Then we'll end there. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our Lady, Queen of all saints.
Pray for us.
The Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Okay, this is volume 17, May 4th, 1925. Again, this, if you understand this passage, you'll understand why God wants us to know Luisa.
Si entienden este capítulo, van a entender por qué Dios
va a entender a Luisa
y van a entender la importancia del libro del cielo.
Okay. The mission of my divine will shall conceal the most holy Trinity upon earth. Okay. We should hear that.
ahí ya empieza. Que si escucharon esa parte.
The mission of my divine will shall conceal the most holy Trinity upon earth. So divinity is coming to earth.
Entonces la divinidad va a venir al cielo.
Now Jesus has come to earth.
A la tierra, perdón.
Jesus has come to earth.
Jesús ya vino a la tierra.
The Son of God has come to earth.
El Hijo de Dios ya vino a la tierra.
And then he has left.
Y ahora se ha ido.
Now the Father.
Ahora el Padre.
Wants the reflection of the Trinity on earth.
Quiere la reflexión de la Trinidad, la Santa Trinidad,
so that
en
we
la tierra.
Can see the Holy Trinity.
Para que nosotros la podamos ver.
Okay. Got it.
Sí.
Yeah.
Entonces, eso es lo que quiere Dios, que.
So it says, he says this. Listen to this next part. Just as in heaven there are the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, inseparable but distinct among themselves, who form all the beatitude of heaven, in the same way. In the same way.
De la misma manera, dice, de la misma manera
there
que está el Padre, el Espíritu Santo en el cielo.
Who, because of their missions, will be distinct and yet inseparable among themselves. The Virgin Mary, with her maternity, which conceals the paternity of the Celestial Father and encloses his power in order to fulfill her mission of the Mother of the Eternal Word and co-redemptrix of mankind. So the first one under the Father is the Mother.
Entonces, la primera, en este reflejo de la Santa Trinidad que está en el cielo, aquí en la tierra, la primera, bajo el Padre está María.
Now the second one is Jesus.
Y el segundo es Jesús.
My humanity for the mission of the redeemed, which was to enclose the divinity of the Word, without ever separating from the Father and from the Holy Spirit, in order to manifest my celestial wisdom, added the bond of becoming inseparable from Mary, my mother. Okay. And now the third.
Y ahora el tercero.
Luisa.
Luisa.
For the mission of my divine will. As the Holy Spirit shall display his love to in you, Luisa, manifesting to you, Luisa, his divine secrets, the prodigies of my divine will, the good the divine will contains, in order to make happy those who shall give themselves to knowing how much good the supreme will contains. Therefore, they will love the divine will, and they will let the divine will reign in their midst. They will offer their souls to let the divine will dwell within their hearts, and then the divine will may be able to form its life, divine life, in them. So, under the first one that we see on earth, Mary.
Entonces, la primera que vamos a ver en la tierra de esta reflexión es María.
The second one on earth is you're going to see is Jesus.
El segundo que vamos a ver en la tierra es Jesús.
And the third one is Luisa.
Y la tercera va a ser Luisa.
But not only Luisa.
Pero no nada más Luisa.
But us as well.
Pero nosotros también.
Because this is what it says.
Porque esto es lo que dice.
It says, God is going to reveal His, the Holy Spirit is going to reveal His secrets to you, Luisa, the prodigy of my divine will, that they contain in order to make happy those souls, that's us, who shall give themselves to know how much good the supreme will contains, to give to those souls to love the divine will, that's us, to let the divine will reign in those souls, which is us, to offer their souls to let the divine will dwell in them, which is us, with their hearts, that they may be able to form its life in us. So, the reflection of the Father wanted the reflection of the Trinity on earth, and it's Jesus, Mary, Luisa, and us.
Entonces, ese reflejo aquí en la tierra es nuestra madre, Jesús, Luisa, y nosotros también.
See, this is why Jesus says this divine will is the gift of gifts.
Por eso dice Jesús que este es el regalo de regalos.
It's the greatest thing that God can do for man.
Esta es la cosa más grande que Dios puede hacer para el hombre.
We're going to participate with the Holy Spirit.
Nosotros vamos a participar con el Espíritu Santo.
Now the church has already taught this.
Ahora la iglesia ya lo enseñó esto.
And the prayer to the Holy Spirit.
Y en la oración del Espíritu Santo.
It's come Holy Spirit.
Ven Espíritu Santo.
Fill the hearts of your faithful
Llena
Catholics.
Llena los corazones de tus fieles católicos.
Enkindle in us the fire of your love, which is the divine will.
El fuego de tu amor.
Send forth your Spirit.
Manda tu Espíritu.
And we will be recreated.
Y nosotros vamos a ser recreados.
And then you will renew the face
y después
of the earth
tú vas a renovar la faz de la tierra.
So the greatest mission
Entonces, la gran, la
that
más
God
grande misión
has ever given to anyone
que Dios le ha dado jamás a alguien
was to Luisa,
fue a Luisa.
To bring the kingdom of God on earth
para que viniera el reino aquí a la tierra como en el cielo.
The devil has to go.
El diablo se tiene que ir.
There will be no more sorrow.
No va a haber más pena.
No more sadness.
Más tristeza.
No more sickness.
No más enfermedad.
No more death.
No más muerte. No más muerte.
This is what Jesus is now offering to us.
Esto es lo que ahorita Jesús nos está ofreciendo a nosotros.
To link ourselves with Luisa.
Para ligarnos a nosotros a Luisa.
So that we can.
Para que nosotros podamos.
As he says.
Como él dice.
Know this, love this, and let it reign in us.
Apréndete esto, conócelo y déjalo que reine en ti.
So that the life of the Holy Spirit
para que la vida del Espíritu Santo
is reigning in us.
Esté reinando en ti.
This is
esto es
what the charismatics are praying for.
Lo que los carismáticos oran.
This is what the Pentecostals are praying
esto es lo que los pentecosteses oran.
But they have no idea about Luisa.
Pero no tienen ni idea de Luisa.
Are they going to be surprised?
Que si van a estar sorprendidos. O sea, ellos no saben por qué lo están haciendo.
So you've seen the gifts of the Pentecostals of the charismatics.
Ustedes han visto esos regalos de los carismáticos y los pentecosteses.
You may have seen, you know, images impressed on, you know, leaves of a flower.
Han visto tal vez imágenes impresas en una flor, un pétalo.
Salt coming, you know, on things.
Sal que aparece y cubre cosas.
This is just the beginning.
Esto es solo el comienzo.
Of a complete change in the face of the earth.
De un cambio completo en la faz de la tierra.
God loves to give his gifts to his children.
Dios le encanta dar regalos a sus hijos.
To encourage them.
Para motivarlos.
In these most difficult times.
En estos tiempos más difíciles.
Now he says.
Y ahora dice.
He wants us to participate with the Holy Spirit.
Que quiere que participemos con el Espíritu Santo.
Now the Pope Leo XIII.
El Papa Leo XIII.
In 1900.
En 1900.
Consecrated the Church and the world to the Holy Spirit.
Consagró la Iglesia y el mundo al Espíritu Santo.
In 1960.
En 1960.
Saint John the 23rd.
San Juan 23.
Begged for a second Pentecost.
Oró por un segundo Pentecostés.
In 1998.
En 1998.
The year of the Holy Spirit.
El año del Espíritu Santo.
In the century of the Holy Spirit.
En el siglo del Espíritu Santo.
Saint John the Saint John Paul II.
San Juan Pablo II.
That's hard to remember. I was there. I was
el,
in Pentecost.
El padre estaba ahí. Él estaba ahí presente.
And the Pope goes, Veni Creator Spiritus. And I went, oh, he's calling on the Holy Spirit. And then he went, Veni Creator Spiritus. And I went, oh, he's calling on the Holy Spirit. Then he went, Veni. And then 100,000 people said, Come, Holy Spirit. Now, what I knew at that point was the world has to change.
Lo que él supo en ese momento cuando ocurrió todo esto es que el mundo tiene que cambiar.
Century of the Holy Spirit, the year of the Holy Spirit,
el año del Espíritu Santo,
the vicar of Christ says,
el vicario de Dios
come
dice,
Holy Spirit.
Ven Espíritu Santo.
The world has to change.
El mundo tiene que cambiar.
Now, what's really wonderful,
lo que es maravilloso,
2 years before that,
2 años antes de eso,
I was in the Vatican,
yo estaba en el Vaticano,
in the secret archives of the Vatican,
en los archivos secretos del Vaticano,
under the direction of Cardinal Ratzinger,
bajo la dirección del Cardinal Ratzinger,
getting the writings of Luisa out,
sacando los escritos de Luisa del Vaticano.
When those 2 years earlier, I said the world's going to change.
Yo dos años antes yo he dicho el mundo va a cambiar.
Jesus says these writings will transform the face of the earth.
Porque Jesús dice que estos escritos nos transformarán la faz de la tierra.
We are now in the third millennium.
Ahora estamos en el tercer milenio.
John Paul II said, "The glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind."
Juan Pablo II dijo la gloria de la Dios y la primavera de the spring of mankind, y la primavera de la humanidad.
He says it's begun.
Ya empezó.
Okay. There's no stopping this.
No hay manera de parar esto.
This is a divine decree.
Esto es un decreto divino.
As creation was a divine decree,
igual que la creación fue un decreto divino,
as redemption was a divine
igual
decree,
que la redención fue un decreto divino,
and now sanctification is a divine
y ahora
decree.
La santificación es un decreto divino.
God wants to use us,
el Dios no quiere usarnos a nosotros,
we are nobody and nothing,
y nosotros somos nada, absolutamente nada.
We're at the bottom of the barrel,
nosotros estamos al fondo del barril.
And you know what's at the bottom of the barrel.
Y ya sabes lo que está en el fondo del barril.
And yet he wants to give this to all of mankind.
Sin embargo, él quiere dar esto a toda la humanidad.
So he's teaching us something.
Él nos está enseñando algo.
That's going to be very, very helpful for us.
Que va a ser muy, muy, útil para nosotros.
He wants us to see the Holy Trinity on earth.
Él quiere ver la Santa Trinidad. Aquí en la tierra.
So in the Old Testament it was Jesus, Moses and Elijah.
En el Viejo Testamento era Jesús, Moisés y Elijah.
In the New Testament it was Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
En el Nuevo Testamento es Jesús, María y José.
And now it's Jesus, Mary and Luisa
y ahora
for the new
es Jesús,
era.
María y Luisa en la nueva era.
That's not going against Saint Joseph.
Eso no va en contra de San José.
Saint Joseph wants this more than anything.
Y San José quiere más esto que nadie.
Saint Joseph lived in the presence of the divine will.
San José vivía en la presencia de la divina voluntad.
In the house of Nazareth.
En la casa de Nazaret.
And now he wants this to be given to all the world.
Y ahora él quiere que esto sea dado a todo el mundo.
So Jesus and Mary have a newborn.
Entonces Jesús y María tienen un recién nacido.
Luisa Picarreta.
Luisa Picarreta.
Who's basically going to help us embrace great with Jesus and Mary.
Que básicamente nos va a ayudar a nosotros en que nos entrencemos con Jesús y María.
So he says, the bond of inseparability will be added between you, Luisa, and the mother, Mary, and the eternal Word, Jesus Christ. These three missions are distinct and inseparable. The first two, Jesus and Mary, have prepared the grace, the light, the work, and everything with unheard of pains for the third mission of Luisa, of my divine will, in order to all be fused in it without leaving their office, so as to find rest, because my divine will alone is celestial rest. In sacred scripture,
en las sagradas escrituras,
it says,
dice,
the evening of the first day, the morning of the second.
El atardecer del primer día y el amanecer del siguiente día.
The morning of the second day, the evening of the second day, the morning of the third.
El atardecer del segundo día
and so on.
Y así en secuencia.
But seven does not say that.
Pero el séptimo no dice eso.
There is no rest on the seventh day.
No hay descanso en el séptimo día.
Because now is the seventh day.
Porque ahorita es el séptimo día.
And this is why Jesus says that there's going to be rest.
Y por eso dice Jesús que va a haber descanso.
So what we have is this.
Entonces lo que tenemos es esto.
We've ended the second millennium.
Ya terminó el segundo milenio.
We started the third.
Ya empezamos el tercer milenio.
The church, the world, basically, they say Jesus was born at the fourth millennium.
El mundo y la iglesia dicen que básicamente Jesús nació en el cuarto milenio.
And now we're at the third millennium.
Y ahora estamos en el tercer milenio.
It's the 7,000th year.
Es el año 7,000.
It's a year is like 1,000 years, 1,000 years is like a day. A day is like 1,000 years, 1,000
years. Un día es como 1,000 años, un año es 1,000 días.
So what we know,
y lo que sabemos,
is that the rest with God is going to begin.
Que ese descanso con Dios va a empezar.
Jesus says the rest with God is this great gift of the divine will.
Jesús dice que el descanso con Dios es este gran regalo de la divina voluntad.
So this is why it says here. It says, without leaving the office so as to find rest, because the divine will alone is celestial rest. It has begun. These two missions, Jesus and Mary, shall be repeated. Because their exuberance of grace, of light, of knowledge is so great that every human generation can be filled with them. And even more, they will not be able to contain all the good which these two missions contain. These two missions are symbolized by the sun, since in creating it, I, God, filled it with so much light and heat that all human generations can enjoy it in superabundance. Nor did I take into account that since in the beginning of creation, there were only Adam and Eve on earth. I, God, could have placed in the sun enough light as to be sufficient only for the two of them, making them it grow in proportion to the growth of the human generations. No. I, God, made the sun full of light, just as it is now, and will be. So the people that say, well, we're going to lose the sun in about 15 billion years.
Entonces la gente que está diciendo que nosotros vamos a perder el sol en 1500 años.
I'm always worried that they said 15 million years.
Ah, okay. él siempre se preocupó que hubieran dicho 1500 millones de años.
See, it's going to be here. We're going to be here with what God has produced.
Nosotros vamos a estar aquí con lo que Dios ha producido.
If it's a billion years or a million years from now, I don't think we have to worry about.
Si es un millón de años o un billón de años, no hay de qué preocuparse.
So he says, for the decorum, for the honor of our power, our wisdom, our love, our works are always made with the fullness of all the good which they contain, nor are they subject to increase or decrease. So I did with the sun. I, God, centralized in the sun all the light which was to serve up to the last man. But how much good does the sun not do to the earth? What glory does the sun not give to its creator with its mute light? I, God, can say that for the immensity of the good it does to the earth with its mute language, the sun glorifies me, God, makes me known more than all the other things together. Everybody says that. Oh, it's a great day. What?
Todos
what
dicen eso.
Day.
Es un gran
sunny
día.
Today.
Está asoleado hoy.
Because it is full of its light, stable in its course. When I looked at the sun, which with so much light only Adam and Eve could enjoy, I also looked at all the living, and in seeing that the light was to serve everyone, my paternal goodness exalted with joy, and I remained glorified in my works. And so I did with Mary, my dear mama. I filled Mary with so much grace that Our Lady can give graces to everyone without ever exhausting even one of them. And so I did with my holy humanity. There was no good which that my holy humanity does not possess, and the very divinity to be able to give it to whomever wants it. Okay? Think about that. He will give this to anybody who wants it. So I did with you, Luisa. I, God, enclosed in you, Luisa, my divine will, and with it I enclosed myself. So where is Jesus? He's within Luisa.
¿Dónde está Jesús? Está dentro de Luisa.
I enclosed in you, Luisa, its knowledges, its science, its secrets, and its light. I filled your soul, Luisa, up to the brim, so much so that what you write is nothing other than the outpouring of what you contain of my divine will. Now think about this. This is what God wants to do for us if we link ourselves to Luisa.
Esto es lo que Dios quiere hacer con nosotros si nos ligamos a Luisa.
He wants to reign in us.
Él quiere reinar en nosotros.
As he reigns in Luisa.
Tal cual como reinó en
Mary wants to reign in us.
María quiere reinar en nosotros.
As she reigns in Luisa.
Como ella reina en Luisa.
When the divine will begins to reign fully in us.
Cuando la divina voluntad empiece a reinar completamente en nosotros.
You can walk into a hospital.
Puedes caminar a un hospital.
Walk by a room where somebody is dying.
Pasar por un cuarto donde alguien se está muriendo.
And they will be healed.
Y van a ser sanados.
Why?
¿Por qué?
It's not me. It's
Porque
not
no,
you.
Es, no eres tú.
It's Jesus
es Jesús que está reinando.
What's coming is so amazing.
Lo que viene es tan asombroso.
That everyone.
Que todos.
Jews, Buddhists, Hindus, Muslims.
All of them.
Will become Catholic.
Van a convertirse en católicos.
Because
los judíos,
they
los
will
budistas,
see how beautiful Jesus is.
Porque van a ver qué
they will see how beautiful Mary is.
Van a ver qué hermosa es María.
Because Jesus and Mary are going to reign in us.
Porque Jesús y María van a reinar en nosotros.
This is what's going to be so wonderful.
Esto es lo que va a ser tan maravilloso.
So he says very clearly, and even now, he says basically, I've filled your soul up to the brim, so much so that you write nothing other than the outpouring of what you, Louisa, contain of my divine will. And even though it now serves you alone and a few glimmers of light, it serves some other souls, and that's with us. I am God, content, because being light, it shall make its way by itself more than a second sun in order to illuminate the human generations and to bring about the fulfillment of our works. Now, Padre Pio did not read the writings.
Padre Pio no leyó los escritos de Luisa.
Yeah, he says the same thing about Luisa.
Y él dice lo mismo de Luisa.
She will, is a second sun.
Ella es un segundo sol.
That will give light and life to everyone and everything.
Que le va a dar luz y vida a todos y a todas las cosas.
He says that the world and the church.
Él dice que el mundo de la iglesia.
Will focus on Luisa Picaretta.
Va a enfocarse en Luisa Picaretta.
In the third millennium.
En el tercer milenio.
By the grace of God.
Por la gracia de Dios.
We have these writings.
Tenemos estos escritos.
Jesus says, if you have these writings.
Jesús dice, si tú los tienes.
No human has given you these writings.
Ningún humano te los ha dado.
It was Jesus himself that has given you these writings.
Fue Jesús mismo que te los ha dado.
So therefore, we have a great responsibility and duty before God.
Y por eso tenemos una responsabilidad muy grande ante Dios.
To give our fiat.
De darle nuestro fiat.
And let Jesus begin to reign in us.
Y que dejes que Jesús empiece a reinar en ti.
So when we wake up in the morning and we do our prevenient act.
Cuando nos levantamos en la mañana y hacemos nuestro acto.
Come, divine will, come breathe in my breathing.
A respirar en mi respirar.
Beat in my heart beating.
Palpitar en mi corazón.
In the name of everyone
and
everything. En el nombre
de todas las personas y cosas pasadas, presentes y futuras.
We bring all mankind to the throne of God.
Traemos a toda la humanidad al trono de
Dios. With our I love you.
Con nuestro te amo.
And the God himself hears.
Y Dios mismo oye.
Everyone say to him.
Todos que le dicen a él.
With every heartbeat.
Con todos los latidos de los corazones.
I love you.
Te amo.
With our voice.
Con nuestra voz.
How amazing is that?
Qué asombroso es esto.
See, it's not Mother Teresa took one baby at a time.
No es como nuestra madre, la madre Teresa que tomó un bebé a la vez.
Into the orphanage.
Al orfanatorio.
We bring all of mankind.
Nosotros traemos a toda la humanidad al trono de Dios.
Adoring him, loving him, praising him, thanking him, glorifying him, and worshiping
him.
That's what the rounds are all about.
De eso se tratan las rondas.
So maybe at the end we could do the rounds.
Yes.
But not now.
No yet.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Even now, though it serves you alone, the few glimmers of light serve some others. I am content, because being light, it shall make its way by itself. See, it's a divine decree.
It's
more than a second sun, in order to illuminate all human generations, to bring about the fulfillment of our divine works, and that is that the divine will be known, that the divine will be loved, and the divine will reign with its life in creatures, within the souls. This was the purpose of the creation. This was the beginning, and this shall be its means and its end. Volume 18, 8, 9, 25. Not returning God in love for all that he had done in the creation of man is the first fraud that basically Adam made to God. Okay, so God is so beautiful. He's so holy. He's so perfect.
Dios es tan hermoso, tan perfecto, tan santo que
he deserves to be loved.
Que se merece ser amado.
He deserves to be honored.
Él merece
praise and glorify.
Que lo honremos, que lo
worship.
Glorifiquemos, que lo alabemos.
He's God.
Él es Dios.
And we were created.
Y nosotros fuimos creados
to know God.
Para conocer a Dios,
to love God,
para amar a Dios,
and now to possess God.
Y ahora para poseer a Dios.
The only way anybody can be happy.
La única manera
is to be holy.
Que alguien puede ser feliz.
People
es
try to be happy without holiness.
La gente ha tratado de ser feliz sin la santidad.
End up like the richest man that was in Rochester, New York.
Acaban como el hombre más rico que estaba en Rochester, Nueva York.
That was George Eastman.
que era George Eastman.
He blew his brains up.
Y se dio un tiro.
That's all. That's all. That's, if you don't have holiness,
si no tienes santidad,
all you have is death.
Todo lo que tienes es muerte.
See, the three promises to Abraham.
Las tres promesas a Abraham.
That we read in the breviary every morning.
Que leemos todas las mañanas. Breviario todas las mañanas.
The first promise is to be freed from the enemy.
La primera promesa es ser liberado del enemigo.
Died on the cross,
cuando
we
Jesús
were freed
murió en la cruz,
from Satan.
Fuimos liberados de Satanás.
The second promise to Abraham,
la segunda promesa para Abraham,
is to be free to worship God without fear.
Es de ser libres de alabar a Dios sin miedo.
When we go to Holy Communion,
cuando nosotros vamos a la comunión,
we receive Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God of Sabaoth.
Nosotros recibimos Santo, Santo, Santo Dios.
God Almighty.
Dios mismo.
None of us are terrified.
Nosotros no estamos,
the second promise
asustados.
Has been fulfilled.
La segunda promesa ya se cumplió.
The third promise to Abraham
la tercera
was this,
promesa a Abraham,
that God said,
que Dios dijo,
He would make us holy and happy all the days of our life.
Que nos haría santos y felices todos los días de nuestras vidas.
That's the divine will.
Esto es la divina voluntad.
It's begun.
Ya empezó.
To become holy and happy.
Convertirnos en santos y felices.
When we make a good confession.
Cuando hacemos una buena confesión.
When we leave the confessional.
Cuando salimos del confesionario.
We are happy.
Somos felices.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because we're holy.
Porque somos santos.
We are full of grace at
porque
that
estamos
moment.
Llenos de gracia.
Our job.
Y nuestro trabajo.
Is to let the Lord.
Dejar al Señor.
Fulfill His final promise.
Que cumpla su última promesa.
To make us holy and happy.
Hacernos santos y felices.
And again, this is what the divine will is.
Y de eso se trata la divina voluntad.
So we'll continue. And it is what it says here. The first fraud of the creature makes to God, and it's usurping His gifts without even recognizing where they come from. The one God who loved the soul so much. Therefore, this is the primary duty of the creature. And it is so indispensable and important that the one God who took to heart all of our glory, all of our defense, all of our interests, did nothing other than wander through all the spheres and the tiniest to the greatest things created by God in order to, this is Our Lady, in order to impress her love and of glory and of thanksgiving for everyone in the name of all human generations. Yes, it was exactly my celestial mother who filled heaven and earth with a return for all that God had done in creation. So how glorious is Mary. After Our Lady came my holy humanity, Jesus says, which fulfilled this duty, so the sacrosanct in which the creature had so much failed, and which through me rendered my celestial Father favorable toward guilty man. So it was through my prayers, and those of my inseparable Mama. And now he says, don't you want then to repeat my own prayers? Even more, for I called you, Luisa, into my divine will, that you may associate yourself with us, Jesus and Mary, and follow and repeat our acts. This is why Luisa is the firstborn.
Por eso es que Luisa es la primer nacida.
So I tried as much as I could, Luisa says, to go around through all of created things to give to my God return of love and of glory of gratitude for all that God had done in creation. And I seem to see in all created things the return of love of my Empress Mama Mary and of my beloved Jesus. This return formed the most beautiful harmony between heaven and earth, and bound the creator to the creature. Each return of love was a key, a little sonata that enrapturing celestial music. So here, we're going to participate in heaven.
Entonces aquí nosotros vamos a participar en el cielo. Mientras estamos aquí en la tierra con Jesús y María.
Okay, so we'll end there.
Vamos a terminar aquí.